I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It is a Boomer Esiason birthday Wednesday. Happy birthday, Boomer. We'll, of course, have some stuff for you today that is tradition around here, and I know you're very excited for it. And for a birthday present, you got a couple of things. You got the New
Happy
York Mets.
Happy birthday, Dick.
You got that. That's not nice to say to yourself, Boomer. You got a couple of birthday situations yesterday. The Mets winning, and you find out who your first-round opponent is at the Washington Capitals. So, happy birthday to you. Here comes Alex Ovechkin.
Happy birthday
to me.
Okay. Are you done? Are you done in there? I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yes. I'm 63 today, and it's hard to believe that I'm 63. I mean, I said this when I was 60, and I'm going to say it every day, every birthday from this point on, however long I last. But so here come the Alex Ovechkin-led Capitals who've come out of the out of the graveyard, if you will. I mean, nobody would have thought that 6 weeks ago that they would be where they are. And quite frankly, I'm sick of them. I'm sick of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
You don't have to worry about them.
I know, but we always play this. It feels like we play the same teams, and this is what the NHL wants. They want rivalries when they open up the first round of the playoffs. It looks like our game will be 3 o'clock on Sunday at MSG because the Knicks announced that they will be 6 o'clock on Saturday at MSG. So we're going to be going back and forth with the Knicks and the Rangers just like we did back in 1994.
Yep.
And there's a lot of similarities.
Sort of like we did last year too. But.
Yeah, but a lot of similarities to 94, you know, given the OJ death and everything and how he's involved in, you know, pop culture now. So there was an eclipse back then. There's an eclipse now.
There was a full solar eclipse in 1994.
I believe so. I mean, there's a lot of similarities, you know, obviously that's something for us to hang on to. And the good news is that these guys from the Capitals are a lot older than they have been when they gave us a lot of trouble. Although we did split with them this year, and the interesting thing is that Ryan Lindgren, one of our favorite players on the Rangers, his brother is the goalie for the Capitals.
Yeah, a little bit of a storyline spot there.
Yeah, and he shut us out, I think, the last time we played them. And, you know, they're an older team. They're still a very skilled team. And then our old friend Tom Wilson will be in the house.
That's
and
right.
And the last time that we were really talking about him is when he ragdolled Artemi Panarin.
A couple years ago.
And we were not going to the playoffs that year. They were. And it was an embarrassing ending to that season. And it kind of typified where the Rangers are today and one of the reasons why a guy like Matt Rempe would make the team or Will Cooley would make the team, because you want a team that's going to be stronger, grittier, and somebody that's going to be able to stand up to, you know, this guy who's just going to be a pain in the ass. We all know he's going to be a pain in the ass, but this is what the playoffs are about. You know, this is what you look forward to, and nothing is easy in these NHL playoffs. And I don't care, 1-8, these teams just know each other way too well. And I just know that the Rangers cannot give them any room whatsoever in front of the net, because most of their goals, as I was reading about their team, come right in front of the net. I mean, they are not a team that is a high-flying team like they used to be. They're a much slower team, but they are a grittier team and a grinding kind of team. And that means you better protect the front of your net, and you better get ready to protect the front of your net.
John Bogan, who works here at the radio station in the traffic department, schedules the commercials. He tweets this thing out, and it says, you know, what do you get the guy who has everything? Happy birthday, Boomer. So, quite frankly, I didn't even click on it at first because I thought it was something stupid. Turns out it's not something stupid. It's actually hilarious. It's a group of guys down in Africa that you can pay, sort of like Cameo, and they will do a personalized birthday message for you. So it's about, what, six shirtless men outside wearing the same white pants, and they are dancing around. You'll hear what they say, then they're dancing around, and then Bogan had them print out a picture of Phil Sims instead of you and hold it up to the camera and kiss it. So it is out there. I will retweet
it
myself.
It's hilarious.
But we're going to play the audio from it right now.
Well, hold on.
We're going to play the audio from it right now.
Happy birthday, Boomer.
Happy birthday, Boomer.
We love you, Big Sexy.
We love you, Big Sexy.
So you lost the Super Bowl.
So you lost the Super Bowl.
Better luck next time.
Better luck next time. Wow.
Everybody.
Wow. Yeah,
Rangers goal song. I mean, this is unbelievable. You have to see it to really appreciate it. And they're kissing the camera. They're kissing everything. I don't know how much it cost, but whatever it was not enough. That is amazing.
Do you think that the company paid for it, or do you think he paid for it?
No, he definitely paid for it. This is what he does, I guess, with a lot of people in his life's birthday, like he did it for his wife and others. So
that's great, man, and I appreciate the thought. That's very thoughtful, unlike you guys.
Well, what do you mean?
I told
unlike
you,
us.
Like, you could have taken me fishing, you could have taken me to a ball game, but no.
Happy birthday, you a-hole.
Did I not say, hey, let's go play golf together yesterday? Did I not say that?
Well, I think you, I
was like, hey, well, me and Boomer have a nice, beautiful day. Yeah. If it were today, I would have asked today, but it was yesterday. It was a nice day. Today's the crappy day.
Right.
I figured we'd spend a beautiful day together yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't get any credit for that.
No, you
we'll,
do.
We'll get some breakfast later on. You get your normal stuff. Don't worry. It's all coming. I mean, this was the best thing I'd ever seen, what Bogan did. That was way better than any cameo.
Very good. Very good. Yes. And I appreciate it.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So I wanted to bring this to your attention from last night, and we can... Let's say, is this real or not? Well, what do they say in wrestling? Is it a work or is it a shoot? So yesterday at the Empire State Building, these two fighters that are having a junior welterweight championship fight at Barclays this weekend on Saturday, Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia in the boxing world is one of the more interesting fights of the year, and they're trying to promote it at the Empire State Building, and Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia are going face-to-face like you see a lot of boxers do, and then Devin Haney ends up like half-slapping, half-pushing Ryan Garcia in the face, and then they break the whole thing up, and it's all on camera. So Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia are scheduled to throw out the first pitch last night at Citi Field. So it never happens. Now, Chris Mannix of SI, who, or if SI still exists, but Chris Mannix tweeted out, he covers boxing for them, and he says, he goes, very bizarre scene at Citi Field tonight. He goes, where Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia were scheduled to throw out the first pitch, Mets officials pulled the plug on it after the fighters arrived, I'm told by sources with direct knowledge, because they didn't want to risk an incident on the field. Haney and Garcia will face off Saturday, scuffled at the Empire State Building earlier today. All right, so that's what Chris Mannix said. Ryan Garcia had a different story he was leaving City Field last night. He puts the camera on him. He's obviously next to Oscar De La Hoya, who is his manager and promoter, and this is Ryan Garcia from last night as he is exiting City Field.
So guys, the Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch for whatever reason. There was no reason.
There was no reason.
And they kicked us out for no reason. So everybody, I'm personally going to say, f*** the Mets. Don't ever go to a f*** Mets game again. F*** the Mets.
Wow. Yeah, so he was pissed off about it, clearly. Now, I've been told that they were not asked to leave. They were not kicked out. They left on their own.
Now, that may be a work.
Yeah.
They may be working that part. When you say you were told, I know contacts that you have.
Yeah.
You trust the contacts?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
So then that would tell me that the Mets expected them to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, and they were not cooperative, and I think that they were being told they weren't being cooperative, and then they decided to leave on their own. They were not kicked out.
All right, so then this is a work, because I'll be totally honest with you. I'm in the sports business. I eat, drink, and sleep, reading about all of this stuff. I saw this yesterday, and I said, I didn't even know the two were fighting.
Sure.
I had no idea, and now we're talking about it.
That is correct.
So then, obviously, whatever they're trying to do, whatever Oscar's trying to do to promote this thing, because maybe it's because they're not getting enough buys for it. That's what I'm thinking. I would believe that the Barclays Center is going to be sold out for this fight card.
Oh, yeah, the Barclays Center will be sold out.
That'll be sold out for the fight card.
But that's
not... Now it's all about selling, you know, the TV spots.
The pay-per-view buys. And I will say, I mean, if that's what... Now, having them have this scuffle at the Empire State Building obviously is going to be a thing that people pay attention to. But if they really did make this whole thing up last night and didn't do the first pitch and left and did this stuff on social media and all that was fake, then good for them, because that is smart. I would have never brought it up, but they just threw the first pitch out.
But that's the point. Like, we would have never even talked about it. But, you know, the video of F the Mets and F this and F that, to me, that's over the top. That is using the Mets platform to promote your fight. And if I were a Met fan, I'd be disgusted by it.
So I saw that Big Mike Francesa was on with Dog and High Heat, and they were talking about John Sterling. And, of course, they were just taking credit for John Sterling's success the entire time.
What?
You know, what really got this started, Dog, was us playing those calls, okay? So, I mean, you know, John, he was good. He did his stuff. But, you know, that burn, baby, burn. And the Bernie goes, boom. You know, once we played that over and over again, and you, Dog, hammering those calls over and over again, that's what really got John started.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
And then it became a showman after that.
So, I mean, listen, he gave John plenty of credit, but he definitely snuck in there.
There is a bit of truth to that. During the whole run in 96.
I understand that they played the calls, but, I mean, it's one thing to be like, we loved his call so much, we played him as much as possible, and we love John, too.
You know, the reason why he's so popular is because of us.
You know, like, let someone else say that. You can say it.
They were a contributing factor.
Hey, I there were a lot of people I remember that didn't like any of those calls, that they thought that it was farcical.
Absolutely.
And that he was making a about himself as opposed to the actual game.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many other announcers that have done games that people love. But for me, anyway, John was entertaining.
I think
that's what I found. I found him to be entertaining and really into it.
Of course. And I think that maybe in the beginning, people didn't love it because it was the Yankees and all of this stuff. By the end, I mean, there were very few people who didn't like it, because he did, every year that went by, he became more and more lovable. And he's just really good, too, on top of it. You know,
especially when he was able to see.
Yeah, that helps.
Right? And, you know, when he got hit with the baseball last year,
mm-hmm.
that was That was a moment I think we all kind of, we chuckled a little bit, but we also felt bad for the older guy.
Ow. No, he was fine. Got right back on the horse, man.
Exactly. It's like a, he was like a hockey player.
Yeah.
If that were one of the Yankees, it would have been out for 6 weeks.
Exactly. He just like spit his teeth out and got out there for his next shift.
Ow. Ow.
Ow.
And captured on Sterling cam.
That's right. It was. And
I mean, who ended up putting up the Sterling cam? See, to me, that was a great idea.
Yeah, it was either Spike and Izzo.
That was Spike and Izzo, see?
Yeah. I don't know. Did they do it at all this year? I don't remember seeing it.
I did see one early on.
Nice. Yeah, no, I was.
I mean, that was a brilliant idea by Spike and Izzo.
Yeah, and Hurley said he's going to do shackle surveillance now. It's going to be the next thing.
Shackle surveillance.
Yeah, so we'll have a camera on Justin Shackle. Get all his very famous calls out there on social media. And then after that, be the Babari Bourgeois. That'll be up there as well. Right on X.